Week 3. Imaginative Prayer. Your choice of scripture.
Imaginative prayer works best with a narrative passage from the Bible, a story about people and what they said and did. After you have chosen a narrative passage, take some time and quiet your thoughts, and then read it slowly. As you read it, imagine that you are actually there. Think about what you are seeing as the story unfolds. What do you notice around you? What catches your attention or surprises you? What expressions do you see on people's faces? Open up all of your senses as you use your imagination to become a first-person witness to these events. What sounds do you hear? What can you smell? Is there anything you are tasting or touching? What's the mood like as the scene unfolds? Take some time to record what you notice and sensed. Imaginative prayer is a way to remind ourselves that what we read in the Bible isn't just a bunch of stories. There are real things that happen to real people. Sometimes, especially with familiar Bible stories, we forget that when these things happened, the people involved didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know how it would all turn out. Imaginative prayer helps us to see these stories from a fresh perspective. Here are a few more questions to help you enter into the story. Where do you imagine yourself to be in the story? Are you in the middle of the action, or maybe watching from a distance? With whom do you most relate in the story? Write down some thoughts about how you fit into this story. Thank you. the last thing to imagine is, what happens next? If you were there that day, what would you go and do? What would you tell someone? Let's say you somehow had access to Facebook or Twitter. What would you post or tweet to describe what you experienced this day? Write that down in your devotional or journal, and thank God in prayer for this time to listen, imagine, and learn.